The 2011 legislative session ended Monday night without a balanced budget, likely forcing a special session. District 6A Representative David Dill said Governor Dayton offered the GOP a compromise last week that balanced the $5 billion budget with an equal number of cuts and revenue increases. The revenue in the proposal increases taxes only on the wealthiest 2% of Minnesotans.
The majority party hasn't made any move at all away from the all-cuts budget. And it's obvious that we're going to have a special session at some point. And when that is, I'm not sure. It depends on when the pressure builds and who can come to the table and things like that. I'm sorry for that. I wish it were different. But if we're going to defend what we believe in, the principles of having our community sound and our water and sewer working and our hospitals running and our schools to educate our kids and our higher educational institutions to work, this is what it takes.
Governor Dayton is likely to veto the all-cuts budget passed by the House and Senate. Dill said the GOP budget would increase property taxes by $1.3 billion, eliminate health care coverage for over 100,000 Minnesotans, and cut K-12 education by $50 million. Dill added that many Minnesotans rallied at the Capitol to stand up for issues they believed in.
I'm really impressed this year out of my 9 years here in the legislature that the groups of people that are so engaged. But outside the House chambers here at 11 o'clock at night, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people out protesting and chanting and cheering and fighting for their issues and their causes. And although we've had a little bit of that, nothing like that this week. We've had different groups on different issues, the marriage amendment to go on the Constitution. That was about 3 days of this stuff. And I'm so glad that the people are engaged and they know what's going on.
With the session over, the governor will likely attempt to meet with legislative leadership to negotiate a deal before June 30th to avoid a government shutdown. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.